Hi everybody, and welcome to the Next Steps video.
Yeah, great to be here. Well, look, we've just had a wonderful online intensive with Bruce a couple of weeks ago, and it's just been a subject of great conversation with a lot of people. And Bruce did some wonderful teaching and really connected with us all around the sustaining of transformation. We talk about transformation. Why do we talk about transformation? And why is it important was Bruce's first message, which was just wonderful.
Yeah.
Then he rolled into what's the role of community and how is community part of God's plan for transformation, how essential it is. And then obviously the third and probably the pivotal subject was the role of the Holy Spirit. What's the role of the Holy Spirit in our transformation, and how do we see those three connect, and how do we sustain that for our life?
Yeah.
Because this is our life. This is our life work. This is something we're always going to be doing. Bruce reminded us that we're being transformed from one degree of glory to the next, but we actually have to volunteer to that process. We actually have to commit to that process if we are going to be transformed. And so just a wonderful conference. And what we thought we'd do today is just unpack a couple of things that we thought were really impactful for us and really generated a huge amount of conversation in the last couple of weeks. So look, one of the subjects that Bruce touched on was suffering. And we hear through the Bible, through everything about suffering, and I think we've got a view of suffering, but maybe it's not exactly complete. And so Bruce...
I'd say it's very incomplete. We have a very incomplete view of suffering.
So Bruce's definition, and it's not just Bruce's, but I think the definition of suffering is whenever we stand in opposition to our flesh desires for the will of God. Whenever we deny ourselves our flesh, there's a level of suffering. And if you take that example, you can extrapolate it to every time we do something to deny our flesh, whether we're fasting, whether we're taking a Sabbath because our flesh doesn't want to take a break, but denying our flesh is suffering, is a type of suffering that we are called to daily suffer. And so Bruce then gave us a fantastic example, was cheese and crackers. And the example was, for those that weren't able to join, that usually at night, and it's usually late at night, he really desires to have just cheese and crackers and a glass of wine and watch a movie, which is just wonderful. What's wrong with that? But he knows that that's not good for his health and that God really wants him to stop that. And so he talked about the denying of that and the suffering in not having cheese and crackers. And the responses to that were quite
fantastic. Some very interesting responses from actually some people have got a little bit toey, and it's like, that's not suffering. There's real suffering going on. That how could that possibly be suffering to, you know, oh, why don't you just give into it? Like, don't put yourself through that. Just have the cheese and crackers. What does it matter?
Yeah.
And I think in those conversations that we had in the discussion groups, and then in many of the conversations we've had since then in our own family and in many of your families, has been, wow, we really don't understand, number one, the difference between suffering and tragedy. So what we're not talking about here is tragedy. What we are talking about is the suffering that we are all called into. By the mere nature that we need to put our flesh to death.
Deny our flesh.
To deny our flesh daily. And it also made us really realize that we don't understand suffering and the role of the Holy Spirit and the role of community as we walk out suffering together.
So we see two responses to the example of denying a cracker. And whatever that is for you, just think of whatever it is.
What's your cheese and cracker?
So there's one response, which is, I can do it in my own strength, my own determination, my striving. I can do it. I won't have cheese and crackers. Done. And there's a group of people who can do that in their own strength. So that's one response. The other response, or the other end of the pendulum, is, why bother? That's just works. Why can't I just have cheese and crackers? It can't be the Holy Spirit. He'd call me to suffer for something serious, not crackers, and so I'm just going to have crackers. Both of those responses are either end of what it really means is to suffer with Christ. And what we see a lot of is this, and I can talk to this one, which is the willful determination in my own strength, very stubborn, can set an objective and can just drive. That is not yielding to the Holy Spirit. That's using a God-given strength to do something in my own strength that will bring nothing glory to God and will make no change in me. And so some of us on this call are the types of people that can actually do everything that we're told, everything we hear the Holy Spirit tell us to do. We can do it, but we don't yield into the suffering. We do it in our own strength, which means we're actually not very graceful, don't actually have any grace for people that just want to have the cracker, who just can't pull it together. We actually get none of the Holy Spirit comfort, and our flesh doesn't die. In fact, our flesh grows stronger because look at what I can do. I cannot have cheese and crackers. And Bruce, I don't know what's wrong with you. You're some sort of second-rate Christian because anyone can do that. And so it becomes very prideful, very arrogant.
Very critical.
Very critical. Mm. And maybe we're doing that with our kids. Maybe we're doing that with our families. Maybe we're doing it with our husbands and wives. But it's a very critical, harsh response. And it's all still about me. Mm. It's got nothing to do with what the Holy Spirit wants, which is building. Mm.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, for sharing that, because it is so true. There is just so little compassion and empathy that manifests from that hardcore, misguided sense of discipline.
I think the world would say a type A personality.
Yeah, type A, whatever you want to call it.
A driven, achiever.
Yeah, very disciplined. You know, they're very focused. They can get the job done. And, you know, having been married to David for 35 years, I know how he's worked out of that, and it's been a blessing to see him work out of that, because it was a really hard place. It was hard for him to live in that and to measure up to that, and it was really hard for the rest of us who were coming alongside of him to measure up as well. And I was kind of the other end of the pendulum swing, where I was like, I don't want to suffer. I don't, you know, if we're going to use the cheese and cracker story, why do I have to deny myself here? I'm like, I do so much. I deserve to have that cheese and cracker at night. And that was my default response, you know. And I know you understand we're using the cheese and cracker as a metaphor here for whatever that is in your life, that issue come undone, and not be yielded and surrendered and submitted to the Holy Spirit. I really understand that you understand what we're talking about here. And at some point, both of us had to realize, wow, these are two extreme positions that are both really fleshly driven. One over here in that willful determination, one over here seeking comfort and refuge wherever they could. And neither of them allowed the space for the Holy Spirit to come into our life, meet us where we needed him to meet us, minister to us where we needed him to minister to us, and help us transform from glory to glory.
So just hearing Natalie speak then, I was thinking about an example. And as a family, for many years, we've sort of celebrated Lent, which is the 40 days before Easter. That's from our Catholic heritage, but it's really great discipline and a great process of really getting our hearts ready for Easter. And so normally in Lent, you actually offer something and say, right, I'm going to not do this. I'm going to suffer. I'm either not going to eat or I'm not going to watch TV, but you give up something. You give something up. And for years I did that. Okay, I'm going to eat one meal a day, and Natalie would do it, and Natalie's really suffering, and I go, I do one meal a day. And one year I heard the Holy Spirit said, I don't want you to do that. In fact, I want you to do what I say during the day. And so maybe today you're actually not going to skip a meal at all. And that was the hardest for me, because 40 days out, 40 days, one meal a day, I can do it, tick, termination. No need for the Holy Spirit. for someone like Natalie.
No growth in here. None of the point of Lent, which is to draw us closer to the Lord.
just
didn't happen.
Give me a task to do and I'll get it done. So Natalie's suffering. Natalie's really, but she's getting closer to God and I'm not. And then I heard audibly one morning God say, I'm going to stop you from fasting because you're not getting anything. And in fact, what I want you to do is find out at the start of each day what it is you want me to do.
Mm.
And that was really difficult because now I couldn't gratify my flesh with my own strength and talk about how great I am pridefully and arrogantly. I didn't do that outwards, but that was what was going on. And so this is really important. So you've got to actually determine which way your flesh is normally. Are you normally the person that really struggles to give up anything? Or are you the type of
sacrifice, like really struggles to suffer?
Or are you the type of person that's just militant and you can just do it in your own strength? And if you can, I think you're actually, it's probably harder for you to really get this. This is going to be even harder because of people that can't do it in their strength, they have to rely on God.
Mm.
For us who can do it in our own strength, we actually have to be broken a fair bit for us to realize that, yes, maybe we can do it in our own strength, but actually not going to yield the results that God really wants.
One final point on this example is if let's look for the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
And let's look for what the Lord is doing here. Whenever we are pendulum swinging from one degree of flesh to another degree of flesh, we are completely missing out on the one degree of glory to another degree of glory because we are not walking in yielded surrender to the Holy Spirit. And the fruits of those flesh often look like a really disordered life in some way. If we're at that extreme end like I was, there's going to be a disorder and a dysfunction. And if you look at the other end that David was, there's going to be such a lack of empathy and a lack of grace and a lack of compassion. And that willfulness just drives you. And neither one of those, number one, is attractive. If you've ever stopped and seen that in yourself or you've been witness to see that in somebody else, it's not attractive. It's not drawing people into you to see the gospel of the living God.
It actually drives people away.
It drives people away. And it's not always men, but I have seen a great deal of men who have been like that with David, who alienate their wives and alienate their children because of this willfully determined drive. Though it's not just men, I've seen women do it too. And it's a burden. And both extremes are a burden because what they are denying is the opportunity to suffer and say, Father, this one hurts and I can't get through this without you. I really need you to be in this with me.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, that's my walk daily. I struggle with my health. I struggle with all sorts of byproducts of my health, which has been, you know, weight issues and pain and all sorts of things. I've struggled with that for as long as we've been married. And in that, it gives me the ability every day, sometimes, you know, every hour of every day to call upon the Lord and say, you know, I'm not able to do this in my own strength.
Yeah.
Where for David, he's hardly had a sick day his whole life. Really, I could count them in 35 years on one hand how often he's been unwell. And so he's been denied that opportunity to take that to the Lord in his suffering. So he needs to find other ways.
Yeah.
To practice the discipline of suffering well with Christ. And I really hope you hear our heart here. It's not about cheese and crackers. It's about whatever your cheese and cracker is. But it's really about seeking the Lord and going, yeah, where am I on that? Where am I on that pendulum swing? And I guarantee you, if we are not prepared to eradicate sin from our life in its entirety, like Bruce asked us, are we on the intensive? Are we prepared to eradicate sin from our life? Then we're going to be living from one degree of flesh to another degree of flesh. And somewhere, you know, if we're not at the extreme, we're going to be somewhere in that pendulum swing. Instead of living in the biblical God called way to live, which is to transform from one degree of glory to another.
So I think one of the questions that comes out of this is, well, how do I know? How do I know which end of the spectrum am I on? And this was the heart of Bruce's talk, is we know first and foremost because Galatians 5 talks about the fruits of the spirit and the fruits of the flesh. Use it as a checklist. Be practical. Evaluate yourself. But understand that you can be deceived. And you probably are deceived. And so do it in community. Do it with people that can actually tell, hang on, are you actually just doing that in your own strength? People on the other spectrum that can't do things, it's easy to tell because they can't do it and they're struggling and it's easy. For people who are the type A, the drivers, whatever you want to say, the clerics, however you want to put it, can you really tell? Well, sometimes they perform really well. So are they performing because they're yielded, or are they performing because that's just how they manage suffering and pain?
It's their default.
So you've got to use the scripture. You've got to use the Holy Spirit. And then what Bruce said is the Holy Spirit mirror. Stand in front of the mirror and say, Holy Spirit, show me. And you need to do this to actually determine between those two because most likely we're deceived somewhere. Can the Holy Spirit invade you and use you and help you be transformed, or are you going to do it in your own strength and you'll be nowhere near?
So our prayer for ourselves, deep prayer for you, is that you see something in this message that we've just shared. It backs up everything that you heard in the conference, and you really take the time to seek the Holy Spirit in where you sit here and how you can step out of that into a yielded and surrendered life, transforming from one degree of glory to another.
Amen.
We love you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless.
And we look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.